WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Inez de la Quatera. The question of who will become House Speaker is still up in the air. Former President Trump has weighed in twice, endorsing Ohio Republican Jim Jordan for the job, but also telling Fox News he'd be willing to serve, at least temporarily, himself.
A handful of members float Trump's name, senior GOP leadership downplaying the possibility and the likelihood that the conference would seriously consider Donald Trump as speaker, even on an interim basis.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Congressman Jordan, as well as fellow Republican Steve Scalise, both say they want the job. No deal yet to end the biggest healthcare worker strike in U.S. history. Some 75,000 workers in multiple states from California to Washington, D.C., calling for better pay and better staffing. Negotiations continue, but the healthcare provider is limiting elective and non-emergency procedures for patients. Meantime, a new jobs report comes out later this morning from the federal government. Analysts expect to see a slight slowdown in hiring. This is ABC News. A new study finds males still outnumber females in leadership positions. For every 100 men promoted, there were only 87 women and 73 women of color. Men more likely to be judged on potential, women on their track record. ABC's Andrea Fujii.
When it comes to pay, analysts found Hispanic women earn 64% as much as white men. Black women, 70% as much. And white women, 83%. But there is encouraging news. Women now hold nearly 30% of top management positions, up from 17% back in 2015.
A recall now of more than 70 million candies because of choking risk. U.S. regulators say a 7-year-old in New York died after choking on cocoa candy rolling candy. Candy Dynamics Slime Liquor Sour Rolling Liquid Candy also being recalled. Popular weight loss drugs are eating into grocery store profits. Food brands and stores like Walmart noticing a drop in sales as Americans using Ozempic and Wegovy are eating fewer snacks and spend less at supermarkets. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, you had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Friday to you. It is autumn in Northeast Wisconsin.
Boy, is it.
It is autumn.
Yep.
Who's ever used the word autumn? Other than like if you're on the air or trying to be formal. Todd, you ever use the word autumn?
Yeah. Occasionally.
Yeah, you would.
Autumnal is the word that I always like.
Autumnal.
Yes, it's very autumnal.
I like that. Wow. Whatever you want to call it, it is very autumnal-like. Out there this morning, 47 degrees in Appleton, 48 in Green Bay, 49 in Oshkosh. It is brisk.
Did you see the lows, you guys?
No.
Like in the 30s. Tonight? I'm not kidding.
When?
No, like in the next couple days, the 30s, you guys.
Wow.
I was watching the Weather Channel, Fox 11, and in the 30s.
I can honestly say, okay, so if it gets freezing, pretty much the mosquitoes are gone.
Yes, that's right? Good.
I can honestly say the only time in my lifetime, in my longevity of a life, I spent a year without a mosquito bite.
This year?
Yes. Isn't that bizarre?
How do you know for sure, though?
I know. Because when I get them, I get them. And
he either gets like 100 or he gets none. So,
it's been so dry. It's unbelievable. But what I used to do, and I only had, it was so, here, I think here's one of the reasons. I didn't go fishing at all this year. You know, I used to go fishing. And when we fish, we don't boat fish. We go out into the swamp with the creeks and the brook trout and things like that, where it's like being in, you know, Southeast Asia or something in the jungles.
You don't read too much into that then, John.
What do you mean?
Well, you said you didn't get a mosquito bite this year. You're kind of like talking about like global warming or the environment, but really you didn't go outside.
Well, no, I went outside, but it was so dry, okay, with the drought,
yeah,
that it's like, I think the mosquito population was way down.
I think that's true.
And then here's where I used to get torn up. When I lived in Ledgeview, and I had a great backyard for a fire. It's way far away from everybody else. And had this little basketball court back there where we'd have a fire pit. Mm-hmm. It was the greatest setting ever for a fire pit. Mm-hmm. And I would go there at least two to three times a week. All right?
Yep.
And I would sit there till late night, if you know what I mean.
Just with your coffee.
A cup of coffee. Sometimes a Powerade.
Right. Okay.
And, but the problem is, I wouldn't wear socks. You've seen me. You've even given me a problem here because I don't wear socks a lot of times.
Yes, I know.
Okay? And I don't know what it is about my ankles. They would attack. Like, you can't believe. To the point, and I'm not even kidding this, there was a time I was doing an interview with one of my Korean War vets in a small town. And I'm doing the interview with him, and I'm suffering so bad because I just want to tear my ankles apart and scratch. And as soon as we left, I had a race to like a drugstore to buy some, what's that cream called?
That pink stuff?
Yeah.
Cortisone? Oh, calamine.
Calamine.
Yeah.
I had to just coat my ankles.
Wasn't that serious where they needed cortisone?
I would have taken a cortisone. I don't know what it was about my ankles. There had to be something that they just feasted on. It was mind-boggling.
I think, though, I don't think you're alone in that. I think ankles are a target for whatever reason.
Why is that?
Yeah, but I think that...
I mean...
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff I don't know about. I know nothing about that. So, but I think that's good that you did.
But, Mike, if I was sitting there in a short pair of shorts, they went, like, attack my thighs, which are big and meaty, you'd think they'd really want that.
No, they're maybe, well, I don't.
What?
Maybe that site turned them off. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was going to say. But I thought, you know. Anyway.
No, I don't know. Okay. I'm just saying you think they would think, hey, here's a lot of really good tender white meat.
Yes.
Let's tear into it.
Well, they want the blood.
But instead they're going after the, you know, because I got skinny ankles. I've got weird legs.
Wonder if the blood vessels are closer to the skin down there.
Maybe.
You know?
You know, we got Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine coming on today. Maybe that would be a good question for him. Do we have any medical personnel out there? Could you text us?
You're saying the skin is thinner, so it's easier to get
that's
the blood.
That's what Todd's
saying.
Thinner, no, I think or maybe the blood vessels could be closer to the surface.
I think that makes
sense.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
That does.
I think you're onto something, Todd. See, he is the smartest guy.
But then he also controls. You know what, though? Here's something I was thinking. He can sit there and he can say, okay, we've got a text here that says yada, yada, yada. We don't know that.
We have no idea what they're
saying. If anybody's saying it, he can just make that entire thing up.
And the other thing is, you know what, you know, and then he acts like it's his, but he's Googling.
I know.
He does that.
Yeah, I know.
I caught him doing that.
It's coming off the top of his
right,
head.
Right, I know. Yeah. And everybody's like, wow, that producer dude's pretty smart.
He is sharp.
He's just quick with the Google.
Wow.
Because I can see, we can't really see him over his screen.
No,
but
not
I can
at all.
See his
little fingers
right,
working.
Right, right, right. You can hear that clicking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that.
I've got my fingers working right now.
Both of them. Two of them.
We only got one over here.
Wow, real nice.
Let me get you this other one.
Thanks a lot, Todd. Holy cow.
So, hey, the cool weather, though, a little bit football weather. We both have games tonight.
Yeah.
And there's a really good game that, I heard on the Weather Channel, it's Kimberly and
there's
Kakana.
A bunch of good games.
No, I think that's, isn't that like a big deal? I thought
I'll tell you a game that's going to be really good. And we got a very special friend coming in today at 6:30. Teresa Bordolini, her son Tanner, they're from Kewaunee. Mm-hmm. And actually, Kewaunee plays Southern Door tonight in a fantastic football game. You want to talk about a beautiful place to go to a high school football game? You go up to Kewaunee or you go up to Brussels. This time of year,
oh, yeah.
Friday night,
oh man,
it's so much fun. You can't believe it. My favorite place is to go to do a high school football game. But her son is a starting offensive lineman for the Badgers. They've got a big ball game this weekend against Rutgers. After week number one, he was picked as the top offensive lineman in the country.
Wow.
In the country.
What year is he?
He's a junior.
Cool.
And I remember doing his games when he was a sophomore at Kewaunee High School and everything.
Yeah.
So I just want to talk to her a little bit about, you know, life as a major college football mom. There's so much that goes into that, from the recruiting process.
Well, the whole NIL
and the
thing,
injuries,
right?
The NIL, and so it'll be really interesting to talk to her.
Cool. We're going to Notre Dame High School. Our neighbors are Collins, Dr. Collins, and his two kids play football. And, you know, I don't know, you work every Friday night, but there's always something going on, and we even had something tonight that we had to cancel out of that event that's coming up.
Jen Gilles putting together for us.
I know.
Not for us, but for veterans.
Which is a great event.
Nashville Stars at Epic.
And, you know, people attend that. I mean, that's where these Nashville songwriters come up, and Thursday they met with some of these veterans and listen to their story and then write a song, and they're performing it tonight. So it's a very cool event from 6:30 to 9:30 tonight at Epic. But anyway, we can't go to that because we need to go see our
Dancing
neighbors.
With the Stars is this weekend too, isn't it?
It is.
That's at Epic.
It is.
Have you
it's
ever
Saturday.
Done that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I would have assumed you would have done that at some point.
I've been to it.
Me too. I was there when Murphy did it.
It's kind of Dancing with Our Stars because they can't really take Dancing.
I get in a little bit of trouble.
You boom or what?
No, I was admonished because during one of the breaks, I went over to grab a couple glasses of wine,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't realize there were signs all over. Do not walk on the floor, blah, blah, blah. And here I'm walking right across the floor, two big glasses of red wine, walking right through. As everybody's looking at you, and here's the signs that I didn't see. Do not step on the floor, especially don't bring a drink onto the floor.
And you're waving,
I'm just
yucking
oblivious.
It up.
People are saying something like, hey, how you doing? Mino, hey, how you doing?
I can see that.
Honest to God truth. Yeah. That's what happened.
No, that's a good fundraiser.
Yeah, they raised a lot of money for that. I could see you in that.
Yeah. No, I've attended that. I I don't know that. Nah, I don't.
No?
No.
All right.
No,
that's I mean, what if we put a push for it? What if no, we contacted them and said, listen, Jim Schmidt campaign. Would love, you know.
Yeah, campaign for this.
He knows how to do a little sachet rock.
Do you know any of the people that are running that this year? Do you know that?
I know
a lot
are in
of familiar
it.
Names. Yeah.
Me too. I mean, but it's Red Cross thing, right?
Yeah, but I mean, for next year.
Oh, yeah. I think it's great, we've got a lot of things to do. I've got some other.
Look at how much of a head start you'd have.
Yeah. Well, we have
that would help
money,
you lose weight, too.
We have, oh, right? Todd, tell him.
I know.
No, that's a great fat burner.
Yeah, because today we didn't start off right.
When's the last time you saw a chunky dancer on Dancing with the Stars?
That guy that worked for Trump.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
He was useless.
What was his name, Todd?
I don't remember. I'm not going to Google it either for you guys.
Yeah.
Anyway. But they caught him. I'll never forget this. So the news was breaking that he was going to be on, and I cannot think of his name. Somebody help us out. That's when they were having a different communicate press director, whatever you want to call it, every month.
Right.
And you know,
was that Spicer?
Yes.
Yes, I think it was. Yes. Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah, as a matter of fact, it was.
News was breaking that he was going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
So TMZ, you know how they find out where everybody is. So they go to like LA airport or whatever airport it is they find out he's on a flight coming off, and they saw him coming out of I can't think of the name of it exactly, the type of store where like your underwear like really tucks in your fat. What's that? Is it Spanx or something like that? He's coming out of a store like that.
That's great. They caught him there.
They caught him coming out of that store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He.
Yeah. Spicer.
Sean Spicer.
Sean Spicer. Sean. You know, I don't want to sound like a creepy old guy here.
Okay, but.
You know who I thought was just stunning in politics, kind of politics? Hope Hicks. Remember Hope Hicks?
Sure. Yeah.
Wow, she was good looking, wasn't she?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. I.
What was that? What was that? Yeah.
Don't think Trump hired good people.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is how she looked.
Okay.
Hope Hicks was really good looking.
Yes.
For politics.
Yes.
Because you don't always get
that. What do you mean? Politics has a lot of good looking people. That's part of they take the tall, dark haired guy. Oh, look at Trudeau.
Is there
Kerry, John Kerry.
Is there one chain of like barbershops where everybody that's in politics goes?
Yeah, right.
Because don't they all have
Kennedy's,
the exact
they do.
Same haircut?
Right. Yeah.
I'll have the Republican haircut, please.
It's the Republican senator haircut.
Yes,
right?
Senator haircut.
There's to be a little more gray. Yes, sir.
What's
I
up
realize
with
that? Yeah.
And do they have to wear, like, do Republicans have to wear red ties?
And Democrats and blue?
Do they have to?
Well, wait a minute, though. No, you don't know the significance of that, do you?
I don't think so.
Okay. One of the guys, we're having a big meeting after the show about all future guests, right? And I've got a guy on my list who's a really great friend of mine who's one of the greatest authors in America, maybe in American history. Of modern day, David Marinus.
Okay.
Spent a year in Green Bay writing the book When Pride Still Mattered on Vince Lombardi. Just wrote a great book on Detroit. Wrote a great book on Jim Thorpe. He's amazing. Wrote a great book called They Marched Into Sunlight about Vietnam, Wisconsin vets. And he wrote Bill Clinton's biography. Is it biography or autobiography where you don't really have their permission?
Well, the autobiography would be yourself.
Okay.
So it's a biography.
So anyway, Clinton wasn't real happy about it. Okay.
I did not have.
Come on now. So, but he got invited to the state dinner or whatever, and he took his dad with him. And
I've heard this story.
Yeah, you've heard this story.
Yeah.
And Clinton says to David, "Hi, David. Nice tie." And his dad's like, "Wow, is that ever nice?" And David said, "No." And politic talk in Washington, that means bleep you.
Wow.
So when you talk about a tie means there's always significance with the type of tie somebody wears in Washington. Mido and the Mayor on a chilly Friday morning. Bundle up the kids. Back with a lot more right after this.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 58. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 40. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 54. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with America here on a Friday morning. As I mentioned, we got Teresa Bordolini coming up in just a few minutes. Teresa runs Lighthouse Title. Did a lot of work with her when I was in the real estate business, as you probably did. But yep. Been watching her son play football at Pekiwani since he was like 15 years old. And so proud of this young man. Starting now for the Badgers. And started for him for a couple of years. Battled some injuries. And I think the NFL is in his future. And like I said, he was picked as the top offensive lineman in the country after week number one of the season. And having Randy Wright on yesterday was a lot of fun. Talked about Luke Fickell. The head coach, who he's so impressed
Boy,
with.
Was he high on him.
Super high on him. You know, I texted Randy yesterday, by the way. I said, hey, Jim Schmidt said same thing, and Todd did. I said, thanks for coming. I said, you were so insightful. And he says, hey, you guys, that was fun. He goes, anytime.
That's cool.
So that'll be fun.
I'm going to want to ask.
Hang on 1 second. Todd, do we get anybody saying why my ankles get torn up so bad?
No, I did look it up, though.
Okay.
Mostly because they're just exposed more often than other parts of the body, according to what I saw online.
Okay. But, I mean, they're relentless, though. I mean, to the point it feels like poison ivy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. No,
you know, maybe. You know maybe, what I mean? Okay, let me ask you this. John.
This is something I've always wanted to ask somebody, and I've never gotten a good answer. Okay. So I'm going to ask you because you're the voice of reason.
Thank you.
What would you think of this?
I would agree.
Something I could kind of invent. Are you ready?
They're called socks.
Yes, but with raid in them. What do you think?
You're the guy that would feed
if you could kind of
mayonnaise
saturate,
to the tuna, and
if
then
you could kind of saturate your socks with Raid.
Yeah, I don't think that would be good for your skin.
I wonder if there's something else that keeps them away, like if there's a metal you could somehow weave in the socks. Or...
Okay, here's a book I just read on these guys that escaped from a POW camp in Laos. Okay, and one of the big things, and we talked about this to our LERP we had on the other day. Were leeches, and they would attach to your ankles like crazy. You ever have a leech on you, a bloodsucker?
No, I have.
And they're not fun.
No.
They're not fun.
No.
So anyway, because we used to wade in the mine pits up in the UP, this one place. And in
John, you know, some people listening to us are having breakfast, so, but, you know.
And everybody, you'd get a bloodsucker on you. Everybody out there, I'll bet more people here have had a bloodsucker on them.
Somebody's here.
There's Teresa.
Oh, Teresa's here. There's
more
no way.
More people have had a bloodsucker on them than not.
Not even
if they
close.
Listen to me. If they spent any time out of the city. They've had a bloodsucker on them, on their ankle.
Not even close.
Oh, my gosh.
Not even close.
Well, they have. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, so you know what they did to keep the bloodsuckers off? There's one thing that the bloodsuckers hated. Tobacco juice.
Interesting.
So they coat their ankles with tobacco juice.
Right.
Teresa, come on in.
Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
We're just finishing this up on bloodsuckers. John, I think those socks, I bet
I'm
you
not sure how we got on this topic.
Yeah, but there is something that would have a repellent for, like, campers.
But don't you think Raid would work?
I don't know. I don't know what that does to your skin. I'm not into science. Hey, hi. Good morning. You know, we are so impressed with your son. I can't wait to talk to you. And Johnny wants to talk to you all about football and that he's number one in the United States offensive. I want to talk to you about balancing academics? Because that's been a thing with schools, and Madison has kept academics a priority. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Madison. We can talk about something. I just want to get to that. No, Johnny, you introduce her.
She's Teresa Bortolini. What was your title? Are you the owner of Lighthouse Title?
I own Title Trends, and I sold to Lighthouse Title. So,
got it. Okay.
I moved over there now with my team. So, got it. Yes.
Okay. From Kewaunee. Yes. Are you originally from Kewaunee?
I am originally from Kewaunee.
So from Kewaunee, and your son Tanner, of course, I've been doing his game since he's probably a freshman?
Freshman, yes.
Okay. Now, I have to say this first.
Yeah.
There's a reason Ted Stefaniak and myself every year are so excited if we see Kewaunee on the schedule.
And oh, you're telling
me. They play good football. And sure. Really nice people.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure that's
the press
reason.
Box looks like a smork, like a funeral where everybody brings a dish. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
I should have brought my tunky, but I didn't have enough time, John.
You
I
can't believe the homemade food they have, including the only place that serves matanke. Have you, Todd, you ever had matanke?
Never heard of it.
You ever had matanke?
I've played with the tankas.
No, it's not tanka trucks. Matanke is, would it be Polish?
It sounds Polish.
Who does this? Who does the sauerkraut? Germans.
No, it's
a German thing. It is baked and pressed sauerkraut.
I remember talking about that, and I'll say it again. That sounds good.
It is good. It's very good. I like taking it home. They always give me a plate to take home, and I take it home and I put butter on it and put it in the microwave, and it's really good that way. Left over.
And so that's okay. We won't get to the diet, but we got to work on that. Thank you for not bringing it in.
Yes.
Thank you for not bringing
it
in.
You're welcome.
You've got some big games. Johnny and I might be going to the Iowa game.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Yes. That'll be very exciting.
Do they know the time of that game yet? Is that on?
The Iowa's at 3 o'clock.
It's at 3. We could maybe make that because we're doing
that. That'd be fun.
We're doing a stride walk for breast cancer at, I think, 9 or 10.
9 in the morning.
9.
Okay.
So maybe we could do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a friend of mine called and asked if we wanted to go, and I said, I'll talk to John. I didn't know. They just supposed to announce that the time of that game recently.
That's recent.
A lot of them move around.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So. Anyway, how is your son doing? Tell us about him. I mean, he is a superstar from the community, and very proud of him.
Yeah, I'm super proud of him. You know, he's always had aspirations. Like, when he was little, he was in...
He was little? I can't picture him little.
Well, when he was younger, how's that?
There we go. That would be good.
When he was younger...
What is his height and weight right now?
He's 6'4", and he's 310 pounds.
310, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he tries to eat 5,000 calories a day.
So do I.
We got that down.
We got some crinkle out there for a good head start if you're looking.
There's endless opportunities here, right?
Yeah, plenty.
But when he was younger, he always loved football. And then you start with little flag football, and then you get up to grade school football where you finally get to tackle. And then there's weight limits at restrictions of where you can play in grade school. So he was always on the bigger side, that he was over the 125 pounds, so he can play like the tight ends and stuff like that.
Or running back or anything like that, right?
No, not a Braylon Allen. Nope. Yeah. So he did be the line since then. And then his aspirations were always like, he loved football, and we'd go at every Friday night game to watch the Kewaunee Storm. And he's like, I can't wait to play underneath the Friday night lights. So that was his aspirations.
That's
to
cool.
Play. And then he got the opportunity to do that as a freshman.
Yeah, well, just get sent to a quick break. We're going to pick that up right there. And you said, well, you guys would always go on Friday nights or go to the games, Kewaunee. Is there somebody at Kewaunee that doesn't go to the games on Friday nights?
There'll be a lot there this
because,
weekend.
Man, you got to get there about 2 hours ahead of time to get a seat in Kewaunee. We're at Teresa Bortolini, her son Tanner, of course, outstanding offensive lineman for the Badgers. They're taking on Rutgers tomorrow. This is exciting. This is fun to talk about. We'll be back with more of Mine and the Mayor right after this. Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Friday. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. The question of who will become House Speaker is still up in the air. Former President Trump has weighed in twice, endorsing Ohio Republican Jim Jordan for the job, but also telling Fox News he'd be willing to serve, at least temporarily, himself.
We have seen a handful of members float Trump's name, senior GOP leadership downplaying the possibility and the likelihood that the conference would seriously consider Donald Trump as Speaker, even on an interim basis.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Congressman Jordan, as well as fellow Republican Steve Scalise, both say they want the job. No deal yet to end the biggest healthcare worker strike in U.S. history. Some 75,000 workers of Kaiser Permanente in multiple states from California to Washington, D.C., calling for better pay and better staffing. Negotiations continue, but the healthcare provider is limiting elective and non-emergency procedures for patients. Meantime, a new jobs report comes out later this morning from the federal government. Analysts expect to see a slight slowdown in hiring. This is ABC News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I know that. Oh.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Good looking Friday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella. Your window to the world. Teresa Bartolini, our very special guest, your son Tanner, starting offensive lineman for the Wisconsin Badgers, taking on Rutgers tomorrow. Teresa, did you walk down here from Lighthouse?
I parked on the road, so hopefully okay. I think I'm okay.
You're okay till 8 o'clock. I'm gonna say it's a little brisk out there this morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's refreshing. Yes. Again, huh?
You're good till 8:01.
Yeah, I know.
Have you been listening?
My office is on the same road, so I know exactly what happens. The routine. Yeah. And they come by quickly, so
They do. But we didn't hear you drive up like we hear many other people. That's our other beef with the downtown is the noise. But noise and parking, other than that, we love downtown, and so do you because you live down, you work down here. So we're talking about your son who is he a junior?
He's a senior academically, a junior eligibility.
Okay.
Because of the COVID year?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So he at Madison, which is a tough school to get into, you know? There are some people that would like to really go to Madison because maybe their grandfather, their parents went there, and they can't get in. And that's a hard school to get into. And to put in, I don't know how many hours of football he puts in, and to keep his GPA, I mean,
yeah,
is it working?
It is. Well, for him, bless him, he's academically, he finds success. So he's always been pretty good academically. So he's been able to balance it out. He was a three-sport athlete in Kewaunee, so he's always used to being on the go all the time, kind of that mentality. But it's a whole nother level when you get to the collegiate level.
D1 collegiate level.
Yeah, he probably spends 8 hours a day legitimately on football, whether it's meetings, it's practices, it's rehab, it's follow-up meetings, follow-up walkthroughs at night. They get home about 9 o'clock at night. So.
And then it's homework.
And then they do homework, and then they start all over again. So. So you're very all in when you decide to play football at the collegiate level.
And when we, those of us who follow this a little bit,
yeah.
Madison doesn't cut them a lot of slack.
No, it's a tough academic school. So you really have to, you know, be focused. Like during the season, they'll be down, he'll be at 12 credits. They'll take the minimum because mm-hmm. it's just so sure. much time allotment. Then they go again, they can increase in the spring a little bit because they come back and they can take 15 at that point. And then they do a summer class normally.
But you know what people don't realize too? It's like, okay, well, you know, August you go to camp and that's tough and the season's, you know, grind or whatever. But
yeah.
It's not long after Christmas, after a bowl game, it's weightlifting again
right back
and spring practice yeah. and whatever. It's yeah. almost a 12-month a year thing, isn't it?
It is 12 months a year, really. They get a week off here and there throughout, yeah. but for the most part, they live in Madison. They go to the weightlifting all the time. They'll have a week off. Maybe they can come for in the summer for home, and then we'll plan a vacation to go somewhere mm-hmm. with him to spend time with him, and then we kind of go from there. But like, he doesn't come home for Thanksgiving. There's no Christmas. You know, that's what they are. That their Christmas, their Santa coming is going to be them going to a bowl game, and that's pretty exciting. So,
right? Can I ask you a couple of mom questions?
Yeah, of course.
Because I know some of our listeners and their kids are
yeah.
younger than your son. In grade school, one sport, three sports. Did the coach? Did you listen to the coach, or did you kind of tell the coach? How was your relationship with the coach and his experience growing up as a, you know, I'm talking fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the younger coaches in our area are a lot of volunteer, you know, they volunteer at the youth yeah. stuff till you get to seventh and eighth grade and you make $1,000 coaching. But, you know, for the most part.
For the year.
We're not joking.
For the year.
Yeah. So it's not a money-making opportunity for coaches. You do it because you love the game. You love working with kids and the passion. You know, like Tanner's always wanted to play. He wanted to play a tight end, but because of his size, they had always put him on the line. And then based on the kids in our program, he was always one of the bigger ones. So he played the offense and defensive line. And obviously it worked out. It prevailed. You know, at the end of the day, you just have to take a step back as a parent and, you know, believe that people want the best for your children, not just my child, but their children, too. So because I coach, too. So I get the other facet of it that at the end of the day, we do it because we love the game. We love watching the excitement of the kids and the joy in their eyes when they find success and to develop them as people.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but he's a little bit young for his grade, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a June birthday. So when he was in kindergarten or pre-K, I tried to think, well, should I hold him back? Because he's young. You know, he graduated at 17, really, you yeah, know, so. Right.
And just turned 17, right?
He just turned 18. He just turned 18.
But after graduate. But here's the reason I realized that. Walking out of a game at Kewaunee one time, mm-hmm. and this guy, hey, Mino, how'd our game go for you guys? You know, oh, good, good, good. I said, and that's the game. Remember Tanner got hurt
yeah.
his back, blocking yeah. a punt or something? And I said, boy, I hope, you know, Tanner's okay. He goes, yeah, you know what? That kid could, you know, if he wanted to, he could only be a sophomore right now. But his parents, they decide, oh, no, we're putting him in. He could be a sophomore. He could be dominating for 3 more years. I go, yeah, I didn't know. He goes, well, I know it because I'm his grandpa.
Oh.
And my dad would probably say that in reality. But he seemed to do okay. He ended up okay on a path, you know. But academically, when we talked about it, they said he was academically and socially ready. So if your child is academically right. and socially ready, they're going to get bored and it's not going to stimulate them. So you have to do what's best for the child.
As much as, you know, parents have yep. their best interest in mind yeah. and love their kids more than anything, you still got to listen to yeah. some of the people because
right.
they see more than just your kid, right?
Right.
Whereas you maybe see your kid. So that was grade school,
yeah.
high school. When did he realize, like, hey, this, I mean, I don't know what his future is. It looks pretty good. But when did he kind of realize, like, wow, this could be it? I mean, did he shop other schools, or was Madison your thing?
We started doing football camps after his eighth grade year. So we went to the Northwestern camp because that was a showcase camp where they had other coaches that would come into the area. And then we went to Madison that year, was the two that we chose to go to. And then his
I think I can remember the one letter or call you guys got where the light bulb went off and said, holy crap, was it Syracuse?
Syracuse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we ended up then going again to Madison and the following year, his sophomore year, and then we extended it out to Iowa. So we went to Iowa also. And when he was at Iowa, they had him line up, and Coach Tim Polizek was there from Iowa, and he went against one of their top recruits coming in, and he actually did very well. So he had him come up, and he called him Kiwani, come up again. So Kiwani went up again, and he went against them, and he found success again, that he was able to hold the guy off. And after that camp, he pulled him aside and talked with him and said to him, they took him on a tour, they did the whole thing, and he's like, he came to fruition that this could be a reality, that I might have a chance to play at the next level. Because you don't really know. You think you're
good. There's a lot of big kids out there.
There's a lot of big kids. And are you good enough? Are you fast enough? Are you, are you able to compete at that level? So he felt after that camp that he had a chance to play at some level.
And what you, how old is he then? When was that camp? You said eighth grade?
That would have been after his sophomore year. So that was a sophomore year in high school.
Okay, it was in high school that he started going to these camps. Well, that's young to go in. And that drive back must have been awesome, right?
It was super exciting. I'm not lying. He was like giddy the whole way. And then that kind of opened up doors. So Iowa was probably one of the schools that was the most in contact with him for a long time. And we felt optimistic. But there's always that board they have. And you don't really know where you fall on their board. So they kind of talk with you. But how many other kids are they talking to with? Where do you really fall? And it's kind of it's a very much an emotional roller coaster. I think a lot of kids go through. You think you're okay, but where do you fall? So if this kid doesn't commit, then am I good enough that, on the pecking order?
It is such such an untold stress of parents and players. You can't believe it, because they get whispered in their ear, oh, we love you. We love you. We love you. And these kids get all, I'm going to so-and-so, and they're wearing their stuff. And it comes to signing day, and all of a sudden, it's like you're waiting for that phone to ring.
Yeah.
And some other kid that they didn't know, mm-hmm. who was also on their list, commits.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, we love you, but, maybe you could walk on.
Right, exactly.
It breaks hearts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's very much an emotional roller coaster for a lot of kids, because you feel like you're there, but you're not really sure where you are.
Right.
So, you just hope somebody gives you a chance. And a lot of them are like, well, we don't want to offer you, because if we offer you, that'll open the doors and other people will offer you. And I'm like, well, you offer other people. So, it's kind of a whirlwind of, okay, maybe he's not good enough. Maybe he is. And then, once you get a few of them, you get that first opportunity, and then you can make corporate decisions.
What's it like, just jumping in, what's it like going to the first time you go to Madison? You're at Camp Randall, you're at 78,000 people, and there your son comes running out of the tunnel. Can you describe that?
It's unbelievable. I get emotional every time I think about it, because, as a parent, you just hope the best for your children, that they live their dream and that they find that place in life. And this is like his passion. I mean, he loves football. So when he gets that opportunity, he's like, there is nothing better, Mom, like, than that, running out there to see that. So it was super cool. I mean, I got excited just watching him stand on the sideline. I'm like, oh, my God, there he is. There he is. Oh, my goodness. There he is. That's exciting. Yeah. And then, when they get the opportunity to play, it's a whole nother level.
And the the students in Madison just love their football as well, which is a great environment for him to play, right? I mean,
a lot of the national sportscasters say there's no better setting in America than Saturday afternoon in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. And, when you go through the whole recruiting thing, there's a lot you don't really think about. There's the FBS, there's the FCS, and then there's the Ivy League. So, the FBS, they offer 85 scholarships that they can give, where the FCS is 63 scholarships. So, that's like the Dakotas and the smaller division ones. So they can, if you're academically very strong, they can give you a partial academic and a partial athletic, where they can give more kids scholarships where... Sure. You have. So then you look at the Ivy League. So Tanner at Ivy League offers too, which was pretty incredible. And
Jim's an Ivy Leaguer.
Yeah.
Where's your cup?
So, you know, that's cool. You're connected.
I'm a Madison guy today, John.
Okay, all right.
That's okay to be Ivy League, too. But they don't offer academic scholarships. They only offer athletic scholarships. So depending on where you'd go, you'd have to, you know, try to work that in.
Well, I think you meant that the opposite way. You said they don't offer academic scholarship. They don't offer athletic scholarship.
They don't, yes.
Only academic scholarships.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah. But I mean, that's time I knew a guy who played in the Ivy League. He played for the Packers for a while. He was a quarterback at Harvard. And his dad was a huge, big-time banker in New York City. He was a star player on the Harvard team, and he paid full price.
Yeah, you pay.
And some, like, third-string backup offensive lineman was, like, on a full scholarship type thing. Because, you know what I mean? So, right. it's crazy.
It's interesting.
Do you have a daughter playing college sports, too?
I have a daughter who goes to Carroll University. She did play athletics all through high school.
Basketball and stuff?
Yep,
basketball. Oh, but she didn't play in college.
She's not playing in college, no.
Let me ask you this, then, as far as with the new coaching staff there.
Yeah.
We had Randy Wright on, former Badger quarterback, former Packer quarterback, and he said people in Madison just love Luke Finkel.
Yeah.
And Randy just really sees him as I couldn't believe how the accolades he was giving to the coach. How do you feel as a mother?
Well, and what I was going to follow up with it, but that's, there are so many times, and I've witnessed it personally, when a new coach comes in, he only wants his guys. And the other guys, it's like, well, like, you know, like a Deion Sanders.
Right.
I don't want any of you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy. But it seems like Finkel really embraced the returning people, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. You know, and he tried to keep everybody there. He really went all out. Like, some people even went in the portal, and he was able to bring them back in. So, you know, bless them, because they're impact players, too, that can make a difference. But it's really a lot of the unknown when you have a new coach coming in. But for us, it was he's got a lot of energy. His staff has a lot of energy.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother level of excitement, I would say. You know, the Brady Collins, their weightlifting guy, there's like an intensity in there. It's full throttle mentality. So I think that'll help them in the postseason, like the fourth quarter. We will not lose the fourth quarter anymore because of our mentality that we're going to work harder and find a way.
Do you jump around?
Everybody jumps around. John, you're going to jump around, John.
Everybody jumps around. Come on. That is the best part of that.
Yes.
I sure want to talk about, I mean, you're obviously a very loving mother. The future for him. I mean, I academically, he's must be studying a field that he's gotten interested in. But, you know, there's a good chance he could play in the NFL.
Yeah, he's in the business field.
That's a great business school. Oh, my God. And the connections. And
correct, exactly.
Believe me, Madison people.
You're connected, right. You're connected for the rest of your life. Right.
There's a network.
Yeah, there's a network. We'll take advantage of that network, hopefully down the road. But, yeah, first it was just to play college was exciting in itself.
Right.
And then when somebody brings up that you might be good enough to play at the next level, Jim Nagy wrote an article, and I'm like, I almost fell off the chair. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Tanner, this is about you. So let's jump, John. Here we go.
I like it.
All right, sit down, please. Please, sit down.
I can do this.
You can do this, John. You got 2 weeks to get ready.
Well, you're going
to
be playing that song tomorrow, Teresa. How much fun is that going to be?
It's super exciting. Yes, we're super excited.
Want to thank you for being here. And I just feel so, you know, like proud of him, just having seen him as a young 14, 15-year-old, and now here he is.
Local talent at a great school, great kid.
We're out of time.
God bless you.
Teresa. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for being
dear.
Here. Mind of the Mayor, back right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 58. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 40. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 54. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 47.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
GBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, 98.3 FM, and 1100 AM on WISS. Coming your way from Oshkosh, very special thanks. Teresa Bortolini, her son Tanner starts for Wisconsin Badgers on the offensive line. He was picked as the best offensive lineman in the nation after week number one this year from Kewaunee. Great kid, and future is very bright, knock on wood, very, very bright for him. How much fun was that? Talk to a mom and talked about watching him run out of the tunnel. And
right. That's great. All emotional.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, how much fun is it to be a parent?
Well, yeah. But you know, can you imagine the stress?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, my dad used to tell me, he used to carry, when he'd, my football games we'd come to, and he'd carry a little flask with him. when I'd get laid out, he'd have a shot.
For you or for him?
Either for him. He really did. We were playing a team one time when I was at a little school in Minnesota. But they're from Bismarck, North Dakota, and they were so big it was mind boggling. And I was like 170 pounds, and I'm running around out there, and he just thought, he might die. I mean, these guys are all like 6'5", 300. He's like, Johnny might die today, running around
Bring
out
the
there.
Wagon.
He said he took about three shots during that day. Yes. Hey, do we have any Friday trivia, Todd?
I've got a round of true or no. You want to play that today?
Right, absolutely.
All right, let me see what we got here today.
Finally, get a little something.
So this is kind of like true or false, but we call it true or no.
Or no.
And if you want to play along today, if you'd like to win with Mino and the Mayor right now, make sure you got the Civic Media app on your smartphone. Download it wherever you get your apps, Trues, WISS, or WGBW, and text in the lower right-hand corner. We'll set you up with either John or Jim, and if they win, you win this morning.
But they have to make a selection who they want, right?
Right. Yes.
And do people feel sorry for Jim, and it's like,
Mino.
And it's like, oh.
I'll give him a reason to pick
then
me.
Then Donna or Milton will know how to use the app.
Milton, right? All right, let's see.
Oh,
here.
My God. I got to just say one thing.
What?
So we drove to that to speak at an event the other day, the Optimist Club.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. One of the windows really needs cleaning.
That wasn't from my wife.
Milton did a number on this window.
He likes to look out the window, and the window was closed, and he kind of slobbered it up. You're right.
Slobber on that thing.
I will take care of that today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
No problem.
All right. Question number one on this Friday morning. Samuel L. Jackson was a cheerleader in college. True or no?
True.
No.
It's true. Jim's got a point.
Thank you.
I don't eat swine. What movie's that from? Pulp Fiction.
Okay. All right.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Oh, my. I could watch that 20 times. I probably have watched it 20 times.
Never saw
it. That again.
What?
Say what again? What? There you go.
Okay.
Say what again?
Next question.
I didn't think you were going to shoot Marvin in the face.
I have never seen that.
You've never seen that?
No.
Well, now have. You've seen the whole
thank
movie
you.
Right
now
there.
It's spoiler alert, right?
Why don't you reach in that bag and take my wallet?
John.
I don't know which one it is. It's the one that says bad bleepy bleepy.
All right, number two.
I could sit here and I could do
you could.
Pulp Fiction lines all day long.
Yes, okay. You could.
All right.
That's a tasty burger.
Next.
Laid end-to-end, an adult's nervous system could circle the Earth at the equator 4 times.
Yes.
True or no?
True.
I know that if you would take someone's veins out and lay them end-to-end, they would die.
Yes, is it true or no, Jim?
4 times?
Yes.
I say yes.
No.
The answer is or no. It's actually your blood vessels. So Jim gets one on that.
I'm down 2-0.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah, yes. You are. It could be one of those days.
It's really 0-2.
All right, number 3.
Yeah, you're right.
Winston Churchill smoked an average of 10 cigars a day. True or no?
True.
True. True. Both true. True. Yes, that's absolutely
true.
Right.
True. True. True.
Number 4.
John, you only get 1 point. You can say true 4 times.
I was at a guy's house who's got one of the greatest collections of Winston Churchill memorabilia in the world. In the world. Like hand-drawn sketches from Winston Churchill and everything. Lives in Appleton. Really cool stuff.
Hey, have you been on the Queen Mary?
The Queen Mary?
Yeah.
The boat? The ship?
Yeah.
No.
Why? Because it was Winston Churchill. He stayed on there. And there was a suite there. And you can stay in the Winston Churchill suite.
Oh, which I did not know that.
Yes, you would like that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, number 4. Baby T-Rexes were covered with scales, which they may have kept as adults.
Yes.
True or no?
True.
I think they shed their scales.
All right, so you say false.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually false, but because they're covered with feathers, not scales. They were covered with feathers, not scales.
Yeah. Okay. Do you see where they found a thing of a whale that's like the biggest living creature in the history of the world?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
How are we doing here?
No, I'm doing fine. Yeah, there's no catching up, so I.
No, this one's worth five.
This one's worth 3 points.
This one's worth three points. No.
It's like double Jeopardy, Jim.
Triple Jeopardy, Jim. You're changing the. You're moving
we're
the goal
not,
line.
No, we're not.
No. What? This is going to be worth two. This could be worth two, but
I could win. I could win.
Double Jeopardy is two.
Whoever I'm playing for, hang in there. I'm going to pull it out at the end. Here we go.
Don't do that. For number 5 today, outer space is completely silent. True or no?
True.
It is true.
Yeah! Give me the bell!
Ends in a tie. 4-4.
Wow! Undefeated.
It's tied. You guys tied.
No, but I've never lost.
No, but
yes, you did. Because remember, he won.
Todd.
Well, this way.
When was that? If those questions, they could be a little dated.
This is fresh.
No.
There's some new. No. Have you seen all what we're doing in outer space? Some of that stuff's coming back from
it's not.
Gazillion light years away.
Here's the nice thing about you guys tying. We get 2 winners on the show.
Nice.
Right? Both of them win.
So,
excellent. Excellent.
Right. We'll
congratulations,
that
people. But, okay, no.
But really, I won. But
no, you didn't. There's that movie I was watching.
Double Jeopardy, and you get 3 points?
No, it's with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. And where he just drifts off into space, and they could never hear. Do you ever see that movie? Then she had to find her way. It's almost like Apollo 13, where they had to talk her through to get back to the. Remember, Todd? What movie was that?
I have no idea.
You remember? No.
No.
Not off the top of my head.
It was him and Sandra Bullock. They were the astronauts. I remember at the Oscars they said it was based on like George Clooney's, where he faded off. They only had oxygen for one person, so he went off and died. And they said it was pretty much true to life. George Clooney, he'd rather go off and die than spend the rest of his life with a 45-year-old woman. Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't see that movie? That was a good movie.
No.
Apollo 13 was a great movie.
Yes.
That was a really great movie.
Yeah,
That was the best. That was Tom Hanks some other guys.
Yeah.
Can't remember the other guys.
And that was based on a true story, which is very cool.
Absolutely true. I remember that was going on.
Yeah.
That was a great story. All right, we got a lot more coming up. We're
going to
talk some sports medicine. I saw a good thing on a bus the other day that said, hey, we're here for you, whether your injury is from football or pickleball. And that's what they do at Bellin Sports Medicine. We're going to be talking with my man, Mark. Coming up, Mino the Man, a chilly Friday morning. Back after this.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. and the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.